Уважаемый господин.
Distinguished chairperson, distinguished colleagues, would like to thank UNCTAD for organizing this very interesting discussion and thank the panelists for very interesting reports related to the systems of support of sustainable investments in their countries. And as part of an exchange of experience that delegates were been referring to, I'd like to use some of the time I have, a brief statement to refer to the situation in the Russian Federation. In 2021, the government of the Russian Federation adopted several legislative acts that regulate the objectives and criteria of projects in the area of sustainable and green development. In 2023, the government of the Russian Federation, together with the main players on the market, took decisive steps to develop national infrastructure for sustainable development, including investment promotion. In particular, additions were made to the state policy on developing investment activities in Russia through extra budgetary resources to be allocated to social projects, and we expanded the criteria for social projects. And we have this year created the comprehensive national system of the emission of sustainable financial instruments. As a result of 2021-2023, the volume of financing verified by national standards reached 0.3 trillion rubles, 5.4 billion US dollars, and this included we plan in the very near future to issue social project securities under national standards. In addition to the national system of green funding, since 2021, Russia, there exists the recommendations that were published by the National Bank of Russia on non-financial accounting, taking into account international standards, taking into account the soft regulation to providing information on sustainable development. The Ministry of Economy of Russia has adopted general national methodological recommendations on creating necessary type of accountability. We would like to also share with you the experience related to digitalization of the different systems. Since 2009, the single window portal has been operating effectively in Russia, covering more than 120 million people, and one can create a personal office of individual entrepreneur and carry out different business operations, pay taxes and fees. And in 2021, also an additional digital platform has been launched that makes it possible to receive a broad range of services and support at different stages of development of business, obtain funding, develop entrepreneurial skills, and facilitate exchanges with state and regional authorities, and also find out about online support services that are available. And this platform has been opened only 2 years ago. More than 7,000 users have been registered, and more than 2 million the website has been used more than 2 million times, and the rate of satisfaction is above 80%. Thank you.